Matt, what do you call those things that you use over the bed? You know, it's a you put over the blankets on the bed to dress it up.
Spread.
Okay. Would you just call it a spread?
Bedspread.
Probably call it a bedspread.
Bedspread, yes.
And now, what about a washable? A blanket that's washable, that's kind of thick. Kind of used to.
Quilt.
Okay. And now, how about, what would you call a bed that was made on the floor? You didn't have a regular bed, but you just made up a temporary sleeping thing on the floor. What would you call that? Have a name for that?
Bunk.
Okay.
Is that the word you're looking
for? Well, that's fine. Do you ever hear the word pallet?
No.
No, okay. Now, if someone asks you, something goes all the way across the room. You know, we have a rug. You have a rug and you say it goes all the way across the room. What might you say instead of all the way across the room?
Wall to wall.
Okay, or it goes all the way across the room, you say?
Covers entirely.
Okay, but how about, now you wouldn't say plumb across the room. No. That goes plumb across the room. What might you say instead of that, though?
Well, I'd say it goes entirely across the room.
Or something else instead of entirely that you might have.
All the way.
Okay. Did you ever say clear across the room?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Smell, they say wall to wall.
Yeah, that's right. Well, sure. They won't. Now, how about that rich dirt? You know, the best kind of dirt for growing things. That you might go and buy some.
Humus.
Okay. What else might? Any other names for it? What'd you call it the first time?
Black dirt, humus.
Okay, and what do you call a low-lying grassland? You know, there's a big, big.
Lawn.
Yes, but out in the country.
Meadow.
Okay. And how about where you have it's kind of wet. It gets kind of wet in there.
Soggy.
Yeah, but what would you call a soggy piece of land with this?
Swamp. Ditch with that.
Well, that'd be smaller, would it? Did you ever, and how about that thing of despondency? Have you ever heard of that? The something of despondency? The something like a swamp, but it's not quite a swamp. You ever hear another word?
Flu.
Okay, that's good. Now, well, how about along the lake? If you're going down along the lake, way out of the south, and you see those reeds growing. For instance, that thing, for instance, where, Moses was found in the bulrushes, what would you call that kind of a, you wouldn't call it, you might call it, instead of a swamp, you might call it something else. Think of a name for that. It's not swampy land, but it's something like swampy. Well, we can get to that later. How about a small freshwater stream? Very small freshwater stream. What would you call that? Little bitty stream. I don't know. No, but it runs along, you know, the water runs along.